Obviously, it's great to have you on as one of the more instrumental and influential figures in the Dogs Academy program. And we're definitely going to talk about some of the things the Academy has to offer. But there's something that happened outside the Dogs organization that made this conversation happen. I mean, obviously, news came out that Chandler Gilbert will be honoring you into their Hall of Fame. What comes to mind when you think of your time there and ultimately having your name put up alongside fellow big leaguers?
Oh, man. It's pretty cool. I think it's one of, if not the coolest thing I've ever done in baseball or been able to accomplish, I guess, or be a part of, I guess would be a better way to say it. Just really excited. You know, you go there as a freshman when you walk on, and I didn't get a ton of interest out of high school. I was pretty undersized and weak, and you know, obviously coming from Canada, you're not as exposed as the American kid, but you walk up there on the field and you don't know anybody, and you're just trying to fit in any way you can, and you see the big leaguers up on the wall, and that's kind of what you aspire to be. So just thankful for the opportunity that Coach Luce gave me down at Chandler Gilbert, and I was able to work myself into a starting role, and I had a really good year, and I'm just, you know, super thankful and humbled to be up there with those great names.
And you talk about some of the obstacles that you had to overcome. Obviously, it accumulated into an incredible 2012, which was an absolutely historic season for you at the school. You broke the school record for batting average while hitting .468. You were third in hits with 79, tied the record for triples with 9 in a single season, broke the record for stolen bases with 61. I mean, the numbers just go on and on. You were named National Junior College Player of the Year. When you reflect on that year in 2012 and that team, what are some of the memories that pop in your head?
Oh, man. It's funny because as you get older, you start to appreciate the relationships way more and the time spent together and the time spent accomplishing things as an individual and more importantly as a team. So, you know, the records or the numbers are cool to look back on or you know, when people say, yeah, that was a really good year, but, you know, what's going to last forever are the memories and the relationships. That's all. I still talk to my head college coach weekly. We actually have 5 Academy grads down there playing on the team right now, with one more signed already.
Yeah.
For next year, and the relationships with the teammates that I have. I was in one of my really good friend Hunter's wedding off that team a few years ago, and just still talking to a lot of my teammates from across the country now that they've dispersed back into either their professional careers or some of them are still playing professionally. So it's just, like I said, the records are cool, and that's really something to be appreciative of, the opportunity to even accomplish that. But the relationships and the time spent together is just something that I'll never forget and will, you know, cherish forever.
Yeah, and obviously you parlayed your 2012 success into a 14th round selection by the San Francisco Giants. And you talk about the relationships. Obviously, you're a coach now. What do you tell your Dogs Academy players who kind of ask you about the process of becoming a big leaguer? And how do you draw from your experience as a player ultimately?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of things that I didn't know when I first started this journey that I definitely am aware of now.
Yeah.
I'm obviously still working every day to learn you know, continue to branch my knowledge in the industry. But my number one piece of advice for everybody entering the draft is as a legitimate professional prospect is just don't have any expectations. So,
right.
You know, when you're going in there, in terms of, you know, where you're going to be selected or, you know, a specific timeline. So if you're going to go in there and you're going to get drafted and you think you're going to be drafted as a first rounder and you get drafted as a 12th rounder, all of a sudden now you're disappointed. But that's something you've been working for your whole life. And now you're disappointed that you had the opportunity to get drafted and play in a major league uniform. So I would caution kids and anybody really, not just the Dogs players, but all players entering the draft, is you work so hard to get there, and just appreciate the journey a little bit if you can stop and take a second. I think the second thing would be don't be in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
High school baseball is a lot of fun. College baseball is a lot of fun. You can learn a lot about yourself as a player, but most importantly yourself as a young man going into the next level. So professional baseball isn't cracked up for everybody right away. I think if you have the opportunity to experience it, then absolutely it's incredible to play with some of the best players in the world, with, you know, some of the most elite coaches and travel all around and play a high level obviously in the world. But it doesn't need to be a rush.
Right.
I think when you can go to college and somebody can take care of you every day, and then you can work through some things and fail a little bit without the stress of of being released necessarily the next day or anything like that. You get that, you build that camaraderie of being on the same team all year, year after year after year, and you can learn a lot about yourself. And then, obviously, the education piece is a big part of it as well. So, don't limit your expectations and, you know, stay within yourself, but then also, you know, don't be in a rush. If it's right, if it's meant to be, the time will come for your opportunity as well. So.
Yeah, so clearly you've grown both as a player, as a coach, as a general manager, but can you kind of take me back to your first year with the Dogs? I mean, how you approached by the program to begin working with them, what was that conversation like to ultimately lead to where you are now?
Oh, so it all started back in about the beginning of 2007. I would actually say fall of 2006 when we started doing indoor camps with Dave Robb. Vince and Matt Candy were there as well. Tanner Osberg, Jim Henderson was back. Tanner Candy was actually involved a little bit there with a few other coaches in Okotoks Junior High Gym, I believe it was. And we had no facility yet, and we were working out and just kind of seeing what, you know, the Dogs were all about. We knew that they had a pretty cool history that started back in 1996 and a pretty reputable name within the area. Started back up in Okotoks, and then obviously John with his crazy passion for helping kids get to the next level and seeing the success that that original group had and providing such an incredible platform for kids to, you know, eventually, you know, hopefully play college baseball and maybe even receive the opportunity to play professionally. It was pretty incredible. So when I went down there for the camp, I remember sitting down with John and saying, you know, and you're talking to me, you want to be a part of this program, yada yada, this is kind of our vision, this is our plan, and this is out of that Little League mantra. This is elite high school baseball, and I couldn't be more excited for the opportunity. I had recently quit hockey, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I knew I wanted to play baseball at a very high level. I just had no idea how to get there, and obviously the Dogs were, you know, the way to get there, I was just really excited to start. So after that, started playing our first season in 2007, and 4 years later, I graduated with that original class of kids. So a lot of them are still, you know, my best friends to this day. So kind of goes back to that relationship thing.
I mean, since taking over as a coach and general manager, I mean, the resume that you provided has kind of been nothing short of spectacular. I mean, as I can rattle off, you sent a bunch of kids to the junior national team. You've had players selected in the MLB draft. You've had players sign national letter of intent to defending NCAA Division I champions at Oregon State and Valero and McDowell. You've sent multiple players to T12, 17 this year to be exact. You've had an undefeated season against the Jets. Win the Best of the West Scouting Showcase in Kamloops. You won the Woodbat Classic at Ohio State. I mean, when you hear me rattle off some of these accolades, what do you think of?
I think as a team.
Yeah.
It's like a family here. So it's I didn't do that. The kids did that, and the program did that. The Dogs, you know, supplied that or provided that platform. And you know, whether it's the staff to the academy players to the upper management here to the parents of the program, it's one giant family, and it you know, one couldn't be done without the other, and it's really special. Much like my years in college or playing, it's really nice to do those things and, you know, accomplish some things. But it's at the end of the day, it is about the relationships and are you making the kids better people and better young men? I tell the kids all the time, and you know, eventually you're gonna look in the mirror, you're not gonna be a baseball player, and should never identify yourself as only a baseball player, because, you know, there's so much more out there. What kind of teammate do you want to remember by? Are you competitive? Are you hardworking? Are you, you know, all these things? Are you, what kind of father or husband do you want to be? If that's what you aspire to be one day. And, that's what we're after. So I think those things are happening as a product of a lot of passion, a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline between our staff and the players. But and I'm very proud of them for doing that. We're obviously going to continue that level of success and passion for it. But we're really after making the kids better people first, and then the baseball stuff. We believe with the athletes we have and the facilities and coaching that we're going to continue to have that success. So.
Yeah, the thing that stands out to me with each interview I've done with any academy player is, sure, they're incredibly talented on the field, but they're also stand-up individuals and confident away from the game, and I think that has a lot to do with what the academy instills in itself.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. We do take a lot of pride in our guys. I love our kids. I treat our kids all like our little brother, like our little brothers or our sons. We believe in our kids. We have a great culture here, and obviously they're teenage kids, so once in a while we'll get off the beaten path, but that's part of it. I mean, I don't know many adults, successful adults, that didn't have, you know, some things to learn from when they're younger, but that's what it's all about. And teaching these kids and getting them on the right direction in life is everything. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever been able to accomplish in my young life, and I'm super proud of them for that. So, you know, I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And I'm guessing that's what kind of makes you get up and go in the morning. It's obviously, there's an incredible facility here, but it's more than that. It's the ability to provide these talented crop of kids a ladder to the next level.
Absolutely. And when it's reciprocated, when John and Andy and the whole board and Don Seaman and all these guys, you know, put so much effort forth and passion in the original group that we're piggybacking off of, their success. And then you see that the kids come in, you know, at 6 a.m. today even, they had sprint work. And then on Wednesday morning they had throwing program and then infield work. And Monday morning they had, you know, more throwing program and hitting. And, you know, they practice at night. When they're showing that level of dedication, mm-hmm. The staff and the rest of the organization really just want to help them, you know, facilitate that. And the last thing we want to do is limit their passion or their work ethic into something that couldn't be really special. So, it is a big part of why we get up, and you know, the level of character that we have within the kids and the organization is, yeah. And just when you see the work ethic, you know, brought up from the staff and from the board and John and Candy and everybody that's put, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears into this place. You know, even starting from the original group in 96, how much success they had, and the name that the dogs built. It's really easy to get up in the morning and work hard for them. And,
of course.
You know, we just want to reciprocate that work ethic that they're given to us. So.
Yeah, and recently, I want to change gears a little bit, but recently you attended the ABCA conference in Dallas, which is the biggest coaches conference they've had, with over 6,500 coaches in attendance. You and Alan Cox specifically were able to speak at the youth breakout session. What specifically did that entail, and how important is it for you guys to continue to reach out to younger players, not only in the Dogs, but across North America as well?
For sure. The ABCA is really cool. It's run by, you know, Jeremy Schiedinger and the rest of his staff. Alan Cox actually coached Sheets back in college, but it's really cool. Like you said, over 6,500 coaches from everywhere. You know, Vanderbilt, Oregon State, head coaches, with, you know, a ton of other, obviously almost every other Division I program and NCAA program represented. But there's coaches where there's professional coaches, there's mental coaches, there's you know, trainers and everything all the way down. So it's really special in that regard. To, you know, super humbling to be up there in the first place to speak. But even being around and network and talk to these guys and pick their brain, understand, you know, makes them tick, and you know, certain things that work within their program that maybe we can bring back to Okotoks, and mm-hmm. whether it's a drill or, you know, a little verbal cue or something like that. It's really quite cool for 4 days to be able to sit around and talk baseball for that long. That's kind of my dream. So, but specifically in terms of our speech, Alan and I talked about utilizing hitting drills for hitting success. So talked about a lot of the drills that we've been doing for years and some things that we picked up at the ABCA in the past. And, you know, we got a lot of really good feedback from the youth coaches, but there were a lot of, you know, high school or college coaches in there as well. And, you know, my dad always says, if you take 5% from anybody and kind of build your own philosophy, you're gonna be that much stronger because of it. So, you know, if we can help the youth, not only in this program, you know, the next generation of players, you know, figure something out mechanically or help them with their baseball journey, then that's all the better. I mean, none of us really invented this stuff. We're just, you know, picking it from other people and then kind of putting our own little stamp on it or changing some one or two things here. But, you know, just as we got taught when we were coming up and, you know, still learning every day, you know, we just want to help them on their own baseball journey, whether they're here or in the States or wherever it may be. So,
awesome, Coach. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate this. Before I let you go, obviously, the U18 Black, anybody in the Dogs, you guys continue to provide the ladder up. You have every single player committed to college or drafted a year ago. I know you talk about having no expectations when it comes to the draft, but what are your expectations in 2019? Are you looking to see another crop of these talented individuals commit or get drafted once again?
I got 100% graduation rate since the academy started. So every player that has graduated the program has had the opportunity to play college baseball. We placed all 26 guys last year and actually had a LeRon Smith getting drafted. And we do expect another big crop this year. So we're graduating another 26. You know, we have a lot committed coaching offers, and by the end of the season, when they show them what they got after the spring, they're gonna, everybody's gonna have a place to play and a really good spot for them. In terms of the draft, I'm sticking to what I always say. I don't know about the draft. We could have, there could be 6 or 8 or 10 guys drafted. There could be 1 or 0. So it's really out of their control. And it's really out of our control. So make sure the kids are playing as hard as they can, treating the game with respect, and playing the right way, and treating their opponent with respect. But just go out there and enjoy it, play hard, and if it ends up happening, you get your name called in the early draft, then that's just a bonus. But the education piece, where they get to go off and play college baseball and learn how to play the game the right way within the academy while they're here, is all the more special. And hopefully, a lot of them are coming back just like they are this year to play in our collegiate summer team in front of 4,000 people. So that would be that's all the more rewarding for us too.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks a lot, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more names committed to the next level and hopefully at the draft as well. Thanks again for coming on, and have a great day.
Awesome. Thanks, Steph.